This is Bedtime with Rob and Alex for Wednesday, February 6th, 2008.
I'm Rob.
I'm Alex. And you're in our bed. I'm struck as we wind down with yet another piece of technology, the bedroom, how we have this tendency to try and solve all of our problems with technology. And I mean, I think we're not like most people in this way. I think we're probably extreme in this dimension. And what reminds me is that we've got this TiVo in our bedroom. We got a second TiVo 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Because we had this idea that if we could TiVo our very, very favorite shows on the bedroom TiVo, it would encourage us to come to bed earlier because we would want to come down and watch, you know, The Daily Show down here instead of upstairs, and then we go to sleep earlier. And it has not worked at all. And I have to say, when you think about, I mean, this is a story for us. Like, this is a recurring story, right? Solve our kind of social behavioral problems with technology. Another one is, remember how we used to fight over phone messages going astray?
Yeah.
And then we got separate voicemail boxes. And now we just have, like, a nightmare of 18 different voicemail boxes to check. So I'm wondering, do you think this strategy of trying to solve our kind of behavioral issues with technology is not good?
I think trying to solve, you know, problems, functional problems with technology makes a lot of sense. I think trying to solve problems, I guess the cutoff point is this something where if a technological solution was not available, I would be going to see a psychiatrist? I think that's the point where you say, yeah, probably not, you know, a new server isn't going to do it.
So are you telling me that you would, in fact, have been willing to go see a psychiatrist for your inability to remember giving me a phone message?
I can't remember that.
Deer in the headlights.
I can't remember that conversation.
Yeah.
So. No, I'd love to improve my memory.
Well, and again, technology can help you with that.
Can help me with what?
That's the oldest joke. I refuse to dignify that.
All right.
Well, I mean, I think it's one of the things that people comment on, right, in our house, is how we have these weird technical fixes for all the kinds of things that other people just... Actually, I think in most cases it's live without. So our, you know, living room stereo is no longer stereo. It's a Mac Mini, and... we don't have a DVD player. We have a massive hard drive that we rip stuff to and watch when we feel like it, so we don't have to pay late fees. So that's, like, again, tech fix to the problem of always having to pay late fees in the video store. And I wonder, actually, if that urge of ours, I mean, it's partly a game, right? It's fun to come up with the technical workarounds, but it also means that we don't have to just get our shit together because we can find these technical loopholes or tools that will let us deal with our insanity in some, you know, tool-based way.
We're finding bigger and bigger training wheels for the bicycle of our lives.
But sometimes it works, right?
Yep.
I mean, I love the DVD thing with the Mini.
Yeah. That's an unqualified success.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I mean, the thing of having our voicemails go directly to our email so that we don't have to listen to so many different places has worked. That's been good.
Yeah.
The TiVo, I think the bottom line is that the technology can support you in moving in the direction you want to go. It can't actually make you into a better person. Oh, God, I can't believe I just said that. Surely technology can make you into a better person.
No. First, the operating system has to want to change.
Well, I think my operating system does not want to change. On which note, it does want to wind down. Wait, what's the note? Spin down. It's time for me to spin down my drive and do my routine maintenance. Oh, my God, I sound like a Borg. Night, sweetheart. Yes.
This has been Alcove Time. Units 8674 and Units 8678.
If you understood that joke, you're our target audience. Have a lovely night, everybody. Sleep well.
Night.